Poppy and the Magic Word. One day, Poppy the pony was playing under the oak tree when she heard her favourite sound. Crunch, crunch, crunch! It's the sound of someone eating sweet, crunchy apples. Sweet, crunchy apples are my most favourite treat, said Poppy. She trotted toward the sound. She went past Mrs. Cow eating hay. She went past Mr. Pig rolling in the mud. She went around the pond where Little Duck was swimming. Then finally, she reached the barnyard. Crunch, crunch, crunch! Poppy finally found who was eating the apples. It was old Granny, the wise grey horse, munching away at a big pile of apples. I want some apples, Granny, Poppy called out. Can I have some too? Granny smiled kindly. Sure, Poppy, but only if you can say the magic word. Oh no, Poppy didn't know the magic word. Do you know what it could be? Poppy thought for a moment and said, I'll ask Mrs. Cow. So Poppy trotted out of the barnyard, past the pond and into the field. Mrs. Cow, what's the magic word? Poppy asked. Moo, said Mrs. Cow. Do you think moo is the magic word? Let's see. Poppy trotted back to old Granny and said proudly, Moo, moo! But Granny just laughed softly and shook her head. That's not the magic word, Poppy. Nope, I guess moo wasn't right. What should she try next? Poppy sighed and thought again. Then she had an idea. I'll go and ask Mr. Pig. So Poppy trotted past the pond and into the pig pen. Mr. Pig, what's the magic word? She asked. Oink, said Mr. Pig, wiggling his nose. Could oink be the magic word? What do you think? Poppy hurried back to old Granny and said loudly, Oink, oink, oink. But Granny laughed even harder this time. That's not the magic word either, Poppy. Looks like oink wasn't right. What's left? Maybe Little Duck knows. So Poppy trotted around the pond where Little Duck was swimming. Little Duck, what's the magic word? Asked Poppy. Quack, said Little Duck, flapping her wings. Is quack the magic word? What do you think? Poppy went back to old Granny and shouted, Quack! Granny laughed so hard she nearly rolled over. That's not the magic word either, Poppy. Uh-oh, poor Poppy is getting frustrated. There's only one apple left. What should she say? Poppy looked at Granny and took a deep breath. I really don't know the magic word, Granny, but can I please have the last apple? Pretty please? Granny's smile grew wide and she nodded. Well, what nice manners. Please is the magic word, Poppy. Poppy's eyes lit up. She did it. Did you know please was the magic word? Granny gave Poppy the last sweet, crunchy apple. Crunch, crunch, crunch. The end. Remember, good manners like saying please are always the way to go. And thank you for helping Poppy find the magic word today.